Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, Bob and I are joined again by Jay Hopkins, an amazing improviser, writer, director, and dog owner. On this episode, you'll hear about how he and his wife, Diana, ended up with Benny during the pandemic, the most adorable greyhound who has ever greyhounded. It's a sweet story, and you're going to want probably an image of Benny in your head, so head over to our website, withbobandnick.com, to see a picture of him. Enjoy.
COVID came, Universal shut down. They've been very good to us. They kept us on payroll and they kept us employed. So I had a steady income. By this point, I'd been with the company long enough that my finances had straightened out enough. So I had money. I had a set schedule with Universal when I was going back, you know. So I actually had time to get a dog. And Diana and I have been talking about this for ages. And then COVID comes, it's like, let's get a dog. I'm like, really? You're really ready to do this? She goes, now's the time. And I'm like, great. So we started looking around, and first we like, well, what do you want to get? And she goes, well, I want a dachshund. I want a little chihuahua. I was like, no, I'm not getting any animal that I'm going to end up having to carry. I look silly with a tiny little dog. Anyone has a chihuahua, they got Napoleon complexes. They're trying to prove they're bigger than they are. They're hyper. They're annoying.
Yeah.
I'm glad you love your dog. I love all dogs. I love chihuahuas. I just couldn't have one. That's not for me. I wanted a dog. You know, I could deal with a medium size, you know, a boxer or something like that. Diana's like, well, it has to have a snout. She doesn't like dogs with flat faces. They're too drooly, too messy. It's a visual thing. Oh, there are so many conditions. She also doesn't want something that's going to shed on everything.
No shedding.
So, and Benny sheds, but it's not like, you know, a golden retriever where everything's like covered in hair.
Yeah.
You know, so we had seen several. I had a friend who had greyhounds, lovely. We'd seen greyhounds at the adoptions at the park stuff, and they're all sweet and they're lovely and they lean against you and they're soft and they're well behaved. And it's like, okay, so we go, oh, I want a big dog. She wants something with a snout that doesn't shed. Let's go greyhound. Let's go greyhound.
Yeah.
So during COVID, we start going, oh, the Greyhound Ranch, but there was problem communicating. The emails weren't being answered. The phone wasn't being answered. Then it's like, I'm only seeing one family a month. And it's like, I got the time now. I, you know, didn't think it was going to happen. And I was doing a Zoom performance for SAC one Wednesday afternoon. I come out of my office and Diana goes, we have a home visit because our friend Jody Chase, who used to run a Better Life Pet Rescue, saw Benny advertised by Greyhounds in Motion. Great organization. Please, there's a plug.
Nice.
I don't get wonderful. Anything for that, but yeah. they're wonderful people. And they had advertised and the work they do, oh my God, they're bringing over dogs, galgos from Spain. They're wow. constantly bringing in these dogs that need help. It's a horrible story what goes on over there. I don't want to. Anyway. So this dog, his name is Brennan.
Brennan?
Horrible name. So he's you know, Diana has organized a home visit. You know, we've got pictures of the backyard with the fence and everything and the locks and everything and the room. And we've been doing all this research before this. And it's like, oh, they say, greyhounds are the greatest. They're so sweet. All they do is lay around because they raced already. That was their job. Now they're retired. They're just going to lay around. They're going to roach. They're going to be quiet. They're going to be, I kid you not. That Wednesday, that Friday they came, and it's like, kick the door open. There he is. He's yours. It wasn't a home visit. They left him. They wow. left him with us. He did really well with us. And he was, but the reality is, greyhounds do. I mean, he's finally sweet and calm, but they have so many issues. They've been raised in kennels, and they don't know how to be a dog. Mm-hmm. They're in the kennel 20 hours a day. Oh. They're let out to train to run, to eat and to go to the bathroom. And that's basically it. So we get Benny and he's like,
all this room.
Doesn't know how to be a dog, doesn't know what toys are, doesn't know what windows are, doesn't know what mirrors are, doesn't know what other dogs are that aren't greyhounds, doesn't know how to play, doesn't know anything.
Wow.
And, you know, he's gone from racing. They found him in Alabama, you know, he'd been in his own mess for like a week.
Oh.
You know, it was awful. They got him cleaned up and chipped and all that stuff. And, you know, his name was, his race name, you can look it up, was Brendel Birch, because the guy who owned him, his last name was Birch, and there was a litter of seven of them, and he was the fourth one. And you can read his, all greyhounds, they have tattoos in their ears of their race code number so you can find their parentage and all that stuff. And then the date they're born and where they are in the litter and all that. So I typed him up, and the first thing it does is it goes to a picture of him racing, a video of him racing in Alabama. And, you know, you see him in his coat and he's racing, and it's like, oh my God, he won, like, he was first or second place in like 9 or 10 out of his 30 races. He started racing when he was like 18 months old.
Oh,
he
wow.
just turned 5.
Hey.
But so we get him and he's like, oh, I don't know anything about raising a dog. And they don't tell you that they're going to be, we thought it was food aggression because he was picking up stuff and you couldn't get it from him. It's resource guarding, you know, because he doesn't know when he's getting stuff. He's got insane separation anxiety. We couldn't leave the house until we figured out he hated the crate that we got for him.
As soon
as we got rid of that and left him on the bed, we were able to leave the house and he's like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, so didn't know anything, you know. So it's like now he's calm. He has his own bed. He has beds in every room. But he's made a track for himself in the backyard. So there's a berm. You can actually see where he runs. And when I first got him, I didn't know anything about raising a dog. I was walking him 6 times a day. 6 times a day. It's like, I got to go outside. It's like, oh, okay, we got to go. We've got it down to a normal 3. 1 in the morning, 1 when I get home from work, and 1 before we go to bed.
Yeah.
You know, it's normal
now. They also enjoy just being out there.
Well, yeah. But it was just like, every day, especially in the first year that we had him, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. This is the worst thing I've ever done. I have no idea what I'm doing. And someone else told me this recently. It's like getting a dog, it always ends in joy, and it starts in joy and always ends in sadness. And I don't
know. Because it's true.
You're going to, and I'm like, and we keep looking and it's like, oh, well, he needs a buddy. It's like, I can't. I'm already know what, when this comes, I'm going to be a miserable wreck.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could handle another. And it's like, even if it was a smaller dog or something that knew how to be a dog or a puppy that we could train the right way, it's just, I can't, emotionally, I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm going to be a mess.
It's like the Miga. So Evan and Christy Miga had this dog, Fisher.
Right.
And
dog-powered robot.
Right. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Yay.
And they adored this dog so hard that the death of this dog really, I mean, It destroyed them.
Yeah.
And I mean, not as a couple or anything. They're still fantastic.
No,
couple,
but it's just,
they can't have another dog.
Yeah.
Or
he has changed my life
in
so many ways. The way I look at things now, and just, I genuinely think I present myself as a decent human being. But there are times when I'm alone where I go, I'm a very selfish kind of person. But I get this dog and it's like, it just makes me look, it's like the way to care about other things than yourself. It's so easy now. You know, again, that's why I think everyone should have a dog at some point, you know.
I love mine. I have to tell you, it's just and they love you.
Yeah.
They just want to be you.
He's a Velcro. He wants to be whatever room I'm in, that's where he wants to be. He likes Diana a lot. He loves Diana, but he wants to be where I'm at, you know.
Yeah,
and now we're watching all of the dog videos that you can and all the Greyhound rescues and the Super Bowl commercials. There were 2 of them that were about dogs. They're just like, I'm crying. I'm just crying. It's like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
That's the way it goes.
If you ever see him, feel free. He loves people. Anybody come up and say, can I pet your dog? Of course you can.
Nice.
I talked to Diana about bringing him, but he loves being home. We just got him a new bed for his birthday and it's super padded and everything. And if we brought him here, he would never sit down. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Like,
It's a new place, and he'd
walk around, and he'd never be comfortable.
I was like that the first couple of times I came here to record. Yeah, I couldn't get to walk in circles. He had to get me a bed for here. Oh, nice. Over in the corner.
Nice.
Yeah.
You just sit in the corner and listen to him teach?
Yep.
Yeah.
There really is nothing like puppy love. It makes me so happy that our friends Jay and Diana have found the canine love of their lives. And it makes me almost as happy to have helped them close the loop on Jay knowing his neighbor's name is Barbara. Joy and closure, 2 things you can count on from your daily dose. Well, maybe not, but you count on us being back tomorrow for another fun episode, so be sure to tune in for that. Thanks for listening.